It's The Naked Scientist with Chris and Helen. Now, earlier in the programme, we asked you to have a go at our kitchen science. Rowena has had a go. She reckons she knows the answer. Hi, Rowena.
Hello, Chris.
What did you find?
There's enough surface tension to support the tissue paper and needle when
yep.
they're first put on.
Yep.
But if you then add a couple of drops of washing up liquid, it sinks. And I think it's because the surface tension in the water is broken.
Okay, well, let's head back to Ben and Dave at Parkside, just down the line, Rowena, and we'll see if you're right. Hi, Ben.
Hello again. Welcome back to Kitchen Science. We've got a bowl of water. We've got a small piece of one-ply tissue paper, very thin, with a needle laid on top. And now Lucy is going to very carefully lower that piece of tissue paper, keeping it flat onto the surface of the water. Lucy, can you tell us what happens while you do it?
Okay, I'm just putting it down onto the water. And the water has gone onto the tissue and made it go all soggy, but the needle's floating on top.
So the tissue has immediately soaked up the water and it's gone pretty much transparent, but the needle somehow, despite being a piece of metal, is floating on the surface of this water.
At the moment it's just floating on top of the tissue paper, as you'd expect, but slowly, if you wait a couple of minutes, and maybe I'll just try and help it and just push that tissue paper down, you can actually make the tissue paper sink.
So by just very carefully poking one corner of the tissue paper, it's starting to sink down into the water. Can you see what's happening, Lucy?
Yeah, the tissue's slowly sinking away from the needle, but the needle's staying on top of the water.
Dave, that's fantastic. You've got a bit of metal floating in a bowl of water. Now, metal usually sinks. What's going on?
Well, yeah, if I just take another needle and just normally drop it into the water, what happens?
It's just completely sunk to the bottom.
Yeah, so something strange is happening when you lower it on very, very gently. This is all to do with something called surface tension. Water's made up of lots of really tiny lumps called molecules. And water molecules actually stick together particularly well. They're attracted to each other really strongly, but not very strongly to air. So all the water molecules are trying to get as close to each other and trying not to be on the surface.
So the water molecules are attracted to each other and they're not attracted to air, and so they kind of pull together where the water meets the air.
Yeah, that's actually why water tends to form droplets, because the water is trying to get as small as possible, and the best shape for that is a sphere, which is roughly what a droplet is. Now, with a flat surface of water, then the water's not doing bad. It hasn't got too much surface of the air. But if you look at where the needle's touching the water, what's it done to the surface?
It's made like a dent in it.
So it's kind of dented in the surface of the water.
Yeah, that's right. That's made extra surface, which the water doesn't like. So what the water's trying to do is trying to pull that flat by an effect we call surface tension. It's trying to pull it up flat, and that will pull hard enough to hold the needle out of the water.
So a flat surface of water offers the least surface for water-air contact. And so when you put something slowly on the top, like this needle, then it distorts the top and the water tries to push it back to be flat.
That's exactly right, yes. Now, something else we can do. What I've got here is some washing up liquid, Lucy. Could you just put some on your finger and then touch the surface of the water just on the other side of the bowl?
So Lucy's putting just really a tiny drop of washing up liquid on the tip of her finger. Lucy, talk us through what happens.
I'm just putting it onto the surface. And the needle has immediately dropped to the bottom of the bowl.
Oh, wow. As soon as Lucy's finger with that washing up liquid on touched the surface of the water, the needle sank like a stone, exactly like you'd expect a piece of steel to do. So why is it so important that the surface tension is broken?
Well, washing up liquid is actually designed to break down surface tension, because water and fat don't mix very well because of the surface tension, because water doesn't like mixing with fat.
So if you're washing up a greasy dish and not using washing up liquid, it's going to be really difficult. But the washing up liquid lets the surface break up, and so it'll get the grease off your bowl.
Yes, so the water can dissolve the grease because it breaks down the surface tension. And also hot water has lower surface tension than cold water, which is why washing up in hot water works a lot better than cold water.
So Lucy, do you do much washing up at home?
Yeah, I do a bit of washing up.
I'll bet you try and avoid it though.
Sometimes.
And have you ever noticed how it's really hard to wash up with water, but then much easier with the washing up liquid?
Yeah, I had noticed, but I didn't realise that it was to do with surface tension.
Well, now you know. So, Dave, other than being able to float a needle in a bowl of water, where do we see this surface tension stuff happening in the real world?
There's a kind of insect called a pond skater, which is very small, very light, and it's got six legs and big, long feet. And it can actually stand on the surface tension and skate around on the surface of the water really quickly without being slowed down by actually having to travel inside the water. So it's a really good life strategy for it.
Fantastic. Well, I hope you tried that out at home, and I hope you now have a needle floating in a bowl of water. Don't forget you can break the surface tension with a little bit of washing up liquid and watch your needle sink. That's all for Kitchen Science this week. We'll be back to you next week.
Thank you very much, Ben. And if you can get a needle to float on the surface of water, then you've done better than I did, because mine sank. But it should, in theory, be supported on the surface tension, as Rowena said. Well done, Rowena.
Thank you.
Great to have you on The Naked Scientist.
Thanks.
There are more great experiments like that on our website at nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.